So we're just going to relax and breathe. Settling into our chairs and getting really comfortable. Whatever it takes, a little squirm around always feels good to me. And we're just going to breathe. Becoming conscious of our breath. It's so awesome that we breathe thoughtlessly all day, every day. All night while we sleep, we don't have to think about breathing, we just breathe. But every once in a while, it's a really good idea just to be mindful of the breath. And to acknowledge that something like 70% of what we need every day comes in through the breath, the oxygen that comes into our bodies is the most important component of our life. We can go for days without water and maybe even weeks without food, but we can't go for too many minutes without breath before we begin to have systems fail. Breath is our lifeblood. It is what nurtures and supports us and supplies us in every moment. And isn't it awesome that breath is free and abundant? Air is free. And so we breathe with appreciation right now, just acknowledging how good it is to breathe freely and to be supplied, to be nurtured and supported by this amazing universe that loves, supports us, and supplies us in every moment of every day and all of time. There is an endless stream of well-being that flows to us. And we simply need to open the door to let it in, because that door is under our control. And as we relax and breathe, it opens us to being more receptive, to being more allowing, to being more clear about who we truly are. And the Abraham quote that I happened upon for this meditation today is called "Just How Loved We Are," from San Rafael, California, March 1st, 2003. Abraham said, "You will get so connected to source energy that you will be like the bird that is flying from the impulse of that which comes forth from within." People say, "Oh, how do those birds know to migrate? Were they born with little maps in their heads so they have some sort of sonar?" And we say, "No, they are tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. They have this direct link to the broader view that has an aerial view of the energy grid. In other words, source energy knows they are looking for well-being and gives them an in-the-moment impulse to lead them to where they want to be. And none of you are different from that. You have moment by moment, second by second guidance. Source energy is aware of you, knows everything you've ever wanted, heard everything you've ever said in relationship to what you wanted, understands fully every mended desire you've ever held, and totally agrees that you are deserving and a worthy recipient of all of these things, and is knocking itself out in endless, never-ending ways, setting up circumstances and events to accommodate you on everything you want, big and small. Source energy is in every moment of your experience, opening doors, opening doors, opening doors, and is saying things to you constantly like, there it is, look over there, there it is, how about over here, here it is, how about that, there it is, there it is, there it is, how about that, how about this, look over there, look over here, there it is, there it is. Your inner being and source is saying, we are adoring you. Here is the loving gesture that will get you to where you are wanting to go. Look over there. Look over there, beloved. Look over there. And then you say, well, I don't feel worthy. And Abraham says, the universe revolves around you. The earth spins in its orbit. You are here in the perfect platform. Source energy is surrounding you. Your every desire, whim, big or small, is being answered. There could not be a better, more deserving experience, you see. Practice those thoughts. Practice those thoughts. Let yourself be the realizer of these things. Not because manifestation is so important, it's just fun. But because feeling good now is the way it's supposed to be for you. Good. They then said, we are appreciative of your participation in this leading edge experience. The universe has expanded dramatically, pointedly, as a result of that which we all are here today. Your value cannot be measured in anything that is physical. But the feeling of appreciation and love that we are feeling, if you will let it, will carry you through the rest of this physical experience and many more. There are not words to express the value of that which you are. The only way you can know it is by letting yourself into the feeling of love that is permeating the environment where we exist. We want you to feel your value. Don't try to think your way there. Feel your way there. The feeling will come over you at least 100 times in the next 24 hours. You have connected powerfully with that which is your source. You are tapped in, tuned in, and turned on. Milk it for everything it's worth. There is great love here for you. We are complete. Abraham was describing that particular day 16 years ago now, where the feeling of appreciation and love that they are feeling for us was so expanded, was so beautiful, and the people in the room that day were able to feel it. And then we are no different. Here we are in this place where we are today, and we are just as loved, we are just as appreciated, we are absolutely adored by Spirit. There is not a breath we take that Spirit doesn't celebrate. One time I was talking to the Beloved, and I said something about was writing my fourth book, I think, and I said, it seems like there should have been a fanfare for this new book. It seems like we're slipping into it unceremoniously. And the Beloved said, with every breath you take, with every cell that's born, trumpets sound. Heaven is a very noisy place. And we laughed, and they said, well, perhaps that's an exaggeration. But that's the idea. We are loved. We are celebrated. We are cared about. We are guided. We are directed. And as we allow ourselves to simply relax, trust, breathe, be present, if it feels good, slip into oblivion if it feels better. Whatever is your pleasure, this is your time. This is a place of peace and ease and love. For there is this incredible love here. If you can breathe into that love, you can imagine that love some way in your heart. You might imagine it as a warm spot or a peaceful place. You might imagine it as a little spark of light or a beautiful lantern or a radiant sun. The love that is the truth of your being is ever present for you. And you can picture it any way you like, or you can simply feel it. Feel the warmth, feel the caring, feel the peace, feel the grace, and allow yourself to be infused with this incredible spirit of love. There is nowhere that love is not. It is right here, right now, within each of us. We ever have access to it, but it generally lies beneath our conscious awareness. And we have the opportunity at every moment to turn our awareness to that constant presence, that beautiful power, that wonderful love. And as we do, it expands. As we pay attention, it expands. And take a little notice and see if the way you felt it or imaged it can expand. Can the warm place grow larger? Can the light grow brighter? Can the feeling of deep peace get even deeper? Allow yourself to experience the love that Source is in whatever way speaks to you. For each of us have a unique and powerful connection to Source. Some of us connect visually. Some of us connect in words. We hear the still small voice, perhaps, or we feel the impulse, or we feel the gentleness. One time the Beloved told me that I could lean into them, that they always have my back, my front, my top, my bottom, especially my bottom because it makes me giggle, and they love to make me laugh because they love me and they love you. Source loves every one of us uniquely, independently, beautifully, infinitely, eternally. We are loved. We are loved. That is the truth of our being. We are loved. And as we just relax and breathe into the love, we can continue to allow it to expand. And we can send it to any part of our body that would like a little extra love today. Perhaps there's a spot that feels a little stiff or sore. Perhaps there's something that you would like cleared up. You'd like to hear better, see better, or connect better. You can send love anywhere you want to. Organs, cells, and systems respond. Love intended. It's like they clap their little hands and say, thank you. It's so good to send love to our bodies. Send love to your face. You can send love to your face from the inside, and you can imagine it in the mirror and send love from the mirror to the outside. You can be on both sides of the mirror, sending love back and forth. And you're not just sending your love. As the Beloved says, you're sending our love. Because the love that you feel is our love expressed in you as you. You are love. You are loved. And the love that you have to share is astonishing. The Beloved says, we greatly underestimate the value of a purely open human heart. we are love itself. And as we open our heart to love, we have this incredible capacity to share this love. And so I invite you to share this love with your home and anyone who lives in it with you. Share this love with the beauty of where you live and call home. Fill your space with love. Go from room to room in your mind and think about making breakfast in your kitchen surrounded by this infinite love, and stopping for a moment as you make your tea or coffee or pour your juice or whatever you have. Imagine feeling loved in that moment and giving thanks for this wonderful nourishment that you are receiving in your kitchen, and the external nourishment of food and drink, and the internal nourishment of accepting the love that God is right within you, right where you sent it, because you get to send it as you connect with it. And moving into your living room, thinking about the things that you do in your living room. Maybe you entertain guests or watch TV there. Imagine yourself in your living room, surrounded by anyone who tends to come be there with you, and feel that love expanding from one person to another. To any pets you might have. To anyone who's there with you in spirit. I know sometimes all of my pets that have ever been with me are with me in spirit. I can feel their love. I can feel the love of friends and loved ones. My husband that I bought the house with. My friend Kate, who came there a gazillion times in the 17 years we were friends. Feel the love that extends even beyond the physical, that's accessible to you in your living room or anywhere you are. Feel your family members who have gone on before you. Feel the love. Feel the love from them, and feel the love from them joined with the love of spirit, and return it, because it's all one stream of love, one and many, all one, always, always. Divine love, endless love. And as you move to thinking about your bedroom, imagine yourself lying in bed, feeling loved, feeling loving, feeling open and receptive and available to all of the good that endlessly flows to you. Good ideas, doors opening, health and wealth and friendship and caring. All the good things of life flowing to you. And as you lay in bed and imagine yourself blessed, just say, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe, for all of this good that you're endlessly sending to me. And the Beloved taught me that when I say thank you on the outside, I should say, I am loved on the inside. I am loved. I saw a beautiful dogwood tree. Thank you. I am loved. I had a really nice lunch today that I enjoyed. Strawberries in my salad. Yum. I am loved. A friend of mine gave me a compliment. I am loved. Life is good. I am loved. I woke up this morning. I am loved. I'm going to sleep in a comfortable bed. I am loved. I have teeth to brush. I am loved. I have vision and hearing. I can taste and smell and touch and feel. I am loved. It's so simple, really. Sometimes we make life ever so complicated by focusing on the outside. And the inside is a veritable hurricane of grace, in Abraham's terms. There is ever blessing. There is ever guidance. There is ever support. There is ever supply. We are loved. We are clear. We are powerful. We are free. And we can breathe it all in. And we can go bless some other rooms in our house. It's always good to bless the bathroom and all the important things that happen there. It's good to bless the front steps and the back steps, the entryways, the parking spaces or garages, the driveways if you have one. Blessing all of the things that bless us. And then just take a minute or two at the end of this meditation to send your love into your future, to places where you know you will be, so that when you reach there, you're greeted by your own love, as well as all the infinite love that is ever there always. Because sometimes we can feel our own love more easily than infinite love that feels too big sometimes. If we make it smaller, if we make it personal, it can be easier to connect with the love that is. So give yourself a week's worth of love. Send out a week's worth of love. Think of a couple of places you'll be this week and scatter your love around. Imagine entertaining your love when you're stopped at a stoplight, or entertaining your love when you greet a friend with a hug, or entertaining your love when you hear some fabulous music. Feel your love all around. And now go ahead a month. You may not even know where you'll be in a month, but Source knows. And Source can direct the love that you send. So invite Source to direct this infinite love that you're sending out to everywhere you're going to be in the next month, in the next 2 months, in the next 6 months. Source is really quick. Source is unlimited. You can send your love to your whole life, to the lives that you've had in the past, to the lives that you'll have in the future. Connect with the infinite nature of your love that transcends time and space entirely. Allow your love to flow. Basking in the bliss of infinite love, ever receiving and giving, love coming and going. We are that. We are. I am that. I am. I am the love. I am the light. I am the peace. We are each the love, the light, the peace, the grace, the wholeness, the oneness, the health, the prosperity, and the joy of God. And so let's just say thank you. I am loved. Thank you. I am loved. Thank you. I am loved. And so we allow ourselves to bring all of this infinity back to the finite, back to the local place where we reside, back to our physical bodies, our beautiful, wonderful, whole, healthy physical bodies right here. Thank you for this beautiful body. Thank you for this amazing life. I am loved. We are each loved. It is good. And as we find our peace, as we find our ease, we begin to come back into our normal waking consciousness with appreciation and wonder. And in perfect timing, we open our eyes and smile.